From the KTO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. A city plan in Juneau would use $1 million in CARES Act funding to create temporary jobs for locals out of work due to the pandemic. Supporters say the COVID-19 Conservation Corps would help stimulate the local economy, provide work training, and improve many of Juneau's well-loved trails. And it's not the only legislation aimed at stimulating the outdoor economy. KTO's Adeline Baxter has more.
The New Deal-inspired work program aims to put people to work on city trails to help them recover from the financial impacts of COVID-19. If approved by the Assembly on Wednesday, it would fund roughly 40 jobs. The money would be split between the Parks and Recreation Department, city-owned Eagle Crest Ski Area, and Trail Mix, a local nonprofit that builds and maintains trails.
We're going to want to work people as long as we can, and it'll be kind of a weather-dependent thing. You know, if we have a slower start to the winter or a warmer, drier fall.
That's Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon. He says they plan to hire people to help with summer and fall maintenance on ski, hiking, and biking trails on the mountain. The city already posted job listings for temporary positions at Eagle Crest and in the Parks and Rec Department, even though funding hasn't officially been approved. Parks Director George Schaff says that's because they want to be able to move as quickly as possible once it is. Schaff says they hope to get people working by early July. With more than 250 miles of trails, he says there's plenty to do.
As we've added more miles of trail here in Juneau over the last few years, we haven't necessarily been able to add additional funding or resources to take care of those trails. So we are looking forward this year to getting out and clearing pretty much every trail in our inventory.
Pay for the temporary positions is around $20 an hour. The program targets younger workers, especially those laid off from tourism jobs this summer. Sierra Gadare is a manager at Gastineau Guiding. She says right now the majority of unemployed tourism workers in Juneau are year-round residents, since the pandemic started before temporary workers arrived for the season.
It's an opportunity for them to make some money. They will not be making as much money as they may have made in a tip economy job like tourism is, but they're already committed to being here, and now they are able to work on a project that directly benefits their community.
Gadare has also been advocating for a statewide job plan that would use stimulus money to benefit Alaska's outdoor recreation economy. Part of that involves encouraging the congressional delegation to support the Great American Outdoors Act. The bill diverts billions of dollars to deferred maintenance and outdoor infrastructure on public lands across the country, including national forests and parks.
I expected it to be happening on a state and federal level, but the fact that it's also happening on a city level is fantastic.
The bipartisan bill passed the U.S. Senate Wednesday and now moves on to the House. The federal legislation could directly benefit Juneau's Conservation Corps by providing additional funding into the future. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
The pandemic is impacting yet another business in Southeast Alaska. KFSK's Corin Smith reports.
Chelan Produce co-owner Dave Kenzinger said they decided to cancel the summer operation because of coronavirus health precautions all along the supply chain. First, in Seattle, with their supply warehouse closed to outsiders, he would not be able to choose quality products to bring to Southeast Alaska.
Well, what I do is I actually go down there, I look at the product, and something that nobody does is I actually taste it to see what it tastes like. And that's the thing that I've always tried to put more emphasis on, was the flavor of the product. You know, so that's kind of the what I feel, at least, is what makes it possible for me to bring up really good product.
Kenzinger and his wife and business partner, Mona Christian, have been supplying Southeast Alaska with fruits and vegetables for the last 42 years.
Strawberries, blueberries, honey mangoes, melons, white sweet corn, coarse cherries, everything that you can imagine that is produce.
Chelan also has a garden store, which has already ended its summer season. Typically, the company ships about 26,000 pounds from suppliers in Seattle every 2 weeks by barge, which has increased its prices as well. Then they fly and meet the barge in Petersburg and then on to Sitka to sell at markets twice a month. Up until 4 years ago, they traveled easily throughout the region on the Alaska Marine Highway system, but that became unfeasible as ferry service has been greatly reduced by budget cuts and breakdowns. Instead, Kenzinger says he takes 9 different flights in a 2-week period, which has been logistically difficult during the pandemic. And he estimates he's in contact with close to 1,000 people during that time in transit, buying and selling. Kenzinger is concerned about COVID-19 risks across the board at his popular stands in both towns, for his customers, for his approximately 30 employees, and for himself.
Particularly in Sitka, everybody comes at the same time, so we have a huge, huge influx of people. And in Sitka, you know, we normally have 16 employees in a really small space. And in Petersburg, we usually have 8 to 9 employees. So I just couldn't figure out a way that we could do it and keep everybody safe. And I would feel really bad if, you know, I was the person that brought the virus into town and infected a lot of people.
The company announced it was canceling its summer season via Facebook and was met with an outpouring of comments with well wishes and hopes for their return. Holly Marban has been a customer and a summer employee at the farm stand in Sitka and says she's saddened at the news.
It's really a loss for the community of Sitka. It's something that, Shalana, something that I think many, many Sitkins look forward to every other Saturday when Dave and Mona come down.
Marban says there are other options in the summertime in Sitka, but she'll also miss the community experience.
So while people were waiting in line, he or one of his employees would be walking around offering samples of cherries or a slice of a nectarine or a slice of a new melon that he just brought up. And it really allowed customers to be able to have a new relationship with the food that they were buying, so that they could make an informed decision about what they wanted to serve to their family and what they wanted to have on the table that week. And was it as fresh as it looked, or was it as fresh as it smelled? So they were really able to enjoy that experience.
Kenzinger says he hopes to resume operations and the garden store next year, but he can't make any promises at this time.
We're on hold for the summer. We'll operate the garden store for sure next year, and then hopefully start up Chelan again next year. But the only thing I want to caution everybody is we're both 65 right now, so we're getting closer to the end of our working life than towards the beginning. So but we're definitely leaving the option open to start up again in the spring next year.
In Petersburg, management with both grocery stores, Hammer and Wecon, and the trading union told KFSK they are looking at increasing produce orders to meet customers' needs. In Petersburg, I'm Corinne Smith.
A proposal that would ban discrimination against LGBTQ people in Ketchikan is up for debate on Thursday, KRBD's Eric Stone reports.
Ketchikan's proposed measure would prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. That's in addition to a number of other categories already protected by federal and state law. The actual ordinance itself hasn't yet been written. Councilmember Janalee Gage says she wants the city's attorney to craft an ordinance barring discrimination. This follows a major victory for the LGBTQ community. In a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects homosexual, bisexual, and transgender people from discrimination at work. But that ruling's impact on other forms of discrimination against LGBTQ people outside the workplace is less clear. The proposal also follows a more than 100-person demonstration outside a Ketchikan flower shop that reportedly refused to serve a customer seeking flowers for a same-sex wedding. The owner of Heavenly Creations, the flower shop, has repeatedly declined to comment on the record, citing legal advice. Standing across the street from Heavenly Creations at the early June protest, groom-to-be Tommy Varela said he hoped the demonstration would build momentum towards non-discrimination measures.
It's time that Alaska catches up with some of the United States that has already passed anti-discriminatory laws. So we think that this is a perfect jumping-off point. This is a perfect catalyst for change.
At least 21 states, but notably not Alaska, require public-facing businesses to serve customers without regard to their sexual orientation or gender identity. That's according to the Human Rights Campaign and LGBTQ advocacy group. State lawmakers took up a bill that would enact similar protections across Alaska last year. Though it gathered a throng of co-sponsors in the House, it is yet to make it to either chamber for a floor vote. Last year, the mayor of Fairbanks vetoed a similar non-discrimination measure passed by the city council. Juneau, Sitka, and Anchorage all have ordinances on the books that protect LGBTQ people from discrimination. The Ketchikan City Council will take up the question Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. Public testimony will be heard at the beginning of the meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.